Whether you know it as striped bass or rockfish, it's one of the most popular catches in the Chesapeake Bay. But there may be fewer opportunities to land one this year, as David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project explains.
Right, this story is by Dana Hedgepeth, a reporter with the Washington Post. And the reason is the population of these prize fish is really dwindling to dangerous levels. This happened once in the 80s and 90s. Maryland and Virginia both placed a moratorium on fishing, and the populations responded, but it looks like we're repeating history here. The Post cites numbers that said in 2010, there were 368,000 rockfish captured in the Chesapeake Bay. And these are fish that go up and down the eastern seaboard. In the spring, they move into the Chesapeake Bay to spawn, and that's when the season is. So the catches went from 368,000 in 2010 to only 52,000, which does seem like a lot, but much less than 368.
If Virginia does decide to shorten the season this year, then this time the state will be on its own.
Interesting enough, across the way in Maryland, they are not going to disrupt the season. So I'm not sure what that means. Maybe you can't bring a fish back to port in Virginia. As long as you bring it back to Maryland, you're okay.
The eternal question, I guess, David, in these situations is how to preserve a fish without hurting the fishing industry. And charter boat operators would certainly lose some money if the season is shortened.
The Post quoted one charter boat outfitter named Richard Manley in Maryland, who said he's been around long enough to understand that, yeah, there needs to be something done here. He said, if we want to have these fish around, we have to save our resources. So that's at least one of the charter boat operators has taken the long view here that perhaps it's maybe time to back off.
The season is already underway. The state will decide within a week whether to cut it short. Our next story comes from Portsmouth, where prosecutions for misdemeanor marijuana violations may be a thing of the past.
Right, this story is by Scott Doherty. He's a reporter with the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk. Laws to decriminalize marijuana have gotten nowhere in the General Assembly, but more and more local prosecutors are looking for ways to avoid locking people up or fining them for small amounts of marijuana. The latest, as you said, is in Portsmouth. Commonwealth Attorney Stephanie Morales, and she has the support of the city's general district judges, has decided to dismiss all pending cases of misdemeanor marijuana.
Well, the judges may be on board, but the police chief evidently is not.
Interim Police Chief Angela Green said her officers will continue to make arrests of people for misdemeanor drug charges. She feels like it's her job to enforce the law, and that's what she's going to do. Whether they're prosecuted or not will be up to Morales' office.
In nearby Norfolk, some judges have refused to go along with a similar plan adopted by the city prosecutor. The state Supreme Court may have to settle that question. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.